Hi, it's Dave. So just moments ago, Elon laid a huge bombshell on Twitter, and he's insinuating that he could actually start a new cryptocurrency. In this video, I'm going to take a dive into what's going on. Let's take a look at this conversation on Twitter. It's all risky, says Elon is choosing Doge because Dogecoin is better than Bitcoin in many fundamental ways. Dogecoin has faster transaction speeds, lower fees, and less environmental impact than BTC. Doge is affordable for regular folks because of its high supply, people's crypto. And Elon replies and he says, ideally, Doge speeds up block time 10 times, increases block size 10 times, and drops fee 100 times, then it wins hands down, right, against Bitcoin. So he's really putting his weight behind Dogecoin here. Long Elon replies and says, why not just make a crypto from scratch that does everything you want technically and has a lot of dev support and doesn't have high concentration of ownership, at least initially? Then Elon says, and here's the killer part. He says, only if Doge can't do it, it's a big pain in the neck to create another one or another crypto blockchain. And I was saying that I reply, say, in retrospect, it's inevitable. This is the journey that Elon's on. He's seen the pros and cons of each, you know, crypto, and he's on this journey to find what I think is the optimal from a first principles kind of point of view. Kemba says, you realize he's trolling, right? And then Rob Maurer from Tesla Daily says he's not. And that's the point, you know? People who know Elon know that he's not trolling here, right? He's not making this up. He's not just saying that, you know, he might start a crypto. He's really serious. If Doge can't perform, right, Elon could start a new crypto. And, you know, some other people are criticizing Elon. You know, someone says here is that if he's not trolling, then he's demonstrating he knows very little about how crypto works. And yeah, I take the other side. I think Elon really does understand a lot of crypto. He's the founder of PayPal, right? And he understands payments and he understands a lot of things that that he's not sharing completely on the surface. All right, so what's going on here? I want to look at this from different angles. First off, Elon is calling out Doge and the Dogecoin developers to perform. He wants Dogecoin to be an order of magnitude better, faster, cheaper transactions. And I think it's going to be really tough because if you're looking at kind of Elon's mode or his MO, he looks at things from first principles and he pushes things to the limit of what's possible. And I think that's actually kind of almost the opposite, I don't want to say opposite, but there's a huge amount of tension behind that type of MO and the Dogecoin developers. Dogecoin developers, I mean, this is a small crew of three or four part-time people. They're a chill group. They like what they have. They're not necessarily motivated to bet the whole farm and make these huge changes and to, you know, do crazy moves. And the chances of Dogecoin actually being able to speed up the block time 10 times, increase block size 10 times, and drop the fees by 100 times, I think this is actually super slim in terms of the possibility of this happening. They're just not that driven of a group, right, of developers. And I think what Elon sees is he sees the market cap for Dogecoin skyrocket, right? It's about $70 billion or so this time. And he's concluding that, hey, Dogecoin needs to perform on its potential. It's not just a speculative asset, but he wants it to be a means of exchange, a true currency where people are actually using it, right, in day-to-day life. And it is perhaps one of the top currencies. However, I think I'm a skeptic in the sense that I don't think Doge developers and Elon are on the same page here. I think, and I could be wrong, I think the second thing that Elon did here was that he shared that he's open to starting a new crypto if Doge doesn't perform. He qualifies it and says that, hey, it's going to be a pain in the neck and he prefers Doge to work out. But he's signaling, right, that he's open to starting a new crypto, a new blockchain, if Doge, right, can't perform it up to its potential and really implement a radical, right, change in, and improvements. Now, I think here's the background, I think, of all of this. And a lot of people are jumping to conclusions, criticizing Elon and his tweets. But here's the background. Crypto has been proving out a lot of use cases in the past couple of years, especially last year as well. I mean, you've got the whole Bitcoin store value use case, but you've also got a platform of crypto to be used as a whole economic system where trillions of dollars of economic activity can run on crypto. And Ethereum is the market leader in terms of proving out that use case. Then you've got the whole use case of just crypto as currency, as a medium, as a means of exchange. And these use cases are being proved out to the point where now it's pretty much given, where people do see the value of crypto in terms of store value, in terms of a platform for economic system and the potential for currency. And there's trillions and trillions of dollars of uncapped, unlocked value that crypto is unlocking. But we're still in the early stages of all this. There are a ton of projects, but every single project, every single coin, every single blockchain has its strengths and its weaknesses. The two big winners so far, and most of it is because of adoption, it's Bitcoin and Ethereum. Bitcoin to store value and Ethereum with more of the whole economic alternative system run on crypto. And if you talk to a Bitcoin proponent, they'll say Bitcoin's destiny is secure. And if you talk to an Ethereum proponent, they'll say Bitcoin is for sure, right? Going to be this. And I look at it a little bit differently. I think in some ways their destiny could be secure if adoption continues. And that's the trajectory that everything's on. Unless something kind of disrupts that trajectory. And I think what's a possibility is if there could be a true disruptor that enters the space, then I think some of the big winners or the big leaders in crypto could be disrupted, but it has to be a true disruptor. And I think there's a lot of noise around this issue. A lot of people think, oh, because crypto is by nature decentralized, you shouldn't have centralized leadership, right? It should be people deciding. But if you look at all the great projects in crypto, they've all had centralized leadership in some form at some time. That's how the vision, right, gets architected. That's how the structure and the technology gets implemented and gets set up. Now, I think what's difficult or what's challenging is to move beyond this whole kind of store value use case and into kind of a true currency, medium of exchange for everyday, right? Even to tip someone, you know, 5 cents or 10 cents or a dollar. And then ultimately to move to a platform for a completely new economic system. All of this needs, in my opinion, a lot of innovation. Now, there are a lot of innovative, great development teams and companies competing in this project, in this whole field, but there isn't any really, I think, true breakout winner in terms of the true currency space at this moment. And I think crypto as a platform for economic activity, it's still in the early stages, even though Ethereum has a big lead here. What I think Elon sees here is he sees a huge opportunity and he wants it to be done right. I think he ultimately has concluded that crypto can be beneficial to humanity. And he shared that with his whole supporting of Bitcoin. He believes in the vision of Bitcoin to democratize, right, the opportunity for people to not just hold a store of value, but it can democratize economic opportunity. It could preserve individual liberties, right, and protect against, you know, government overreach. And it just reduces friction. If an entire economic system is built on the rails of a crypto economy, it can really reduce not just the cost of fees, but it really promotes could promote property rights and really just increase economic activity. So I don't think, in my opinion, Elon is really out for the money. I mean, money has never been his primary goal. Elon has always been driven with these humanity level goals, right? That's what drives him. He wants to push forward the progress of humanity. And for Elon, I don't think he has any motivation to make an extra buck on crypto, right? Like, that's not what he's trying to do. What he wants is he wants crypto done right for humanity. And toward that goal, he thinks that crypto can actually push humanity forward in the right way, but he wants it to be done right. And that's why he's pushing Doge to really, you know, take a step up to make it happen. But right now, with this tweet exchange, you start to see this tension, the tension where Elon's thinking of first principles. And historically, Elon's always been best at engineering things from scratch, using first principles and pushing, right, people. And I think it's going to be interesting how this storyline plays out. Anyways, all of this stuff in crypto world is moving so fast. And Elon is actually, you know, doing his thing, sharing his stream of consciousness out loud. And in my opinion, it's a learning experience for him. And I'm okay with him kind of just going through it. And I think for me, I realize, and what I'm concluding is that, hey, this is still a storyline that's still, you know, being played out. The conclusion, right? The chapters are still being written. We're still in chapter one. And in the coming months, we're going to see a lot of new angles and a lot of new information to come out. All right. All my videos can be found as a podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. And I'm also active on Twitter. My handle there is HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.